It's time for Joyce's Thought of the Day on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Florida man with no flying experience who kept his cool while landing a small plane says the hand of God was with him after the pilot collapsed at the controls. Darren Harrison told NBC's Today Show that he was relaxing with his feet up in the back of the single-engine Cessna after a fishing trip in the Bahamas when the pilot told him and another passenger, "Guys, I gotta tell you, I don't feel good. He said, I've got a headache and I'm fuzzy and I just don't feel right," the 39-year-old flooring salesman said. And I said, "What do we need to do?" And at that point, he didn't respond at all. Harrison climbed into the cockpit and saw the plane was diving and fast. "All I saw when I came up to the front was water out of the right window, and I knew it was coming quick. At that point, I knew if I didn't react that we would die." Harrison said he reached over the unconscious pilot and grabbed the controls, slowly pulling back the stick to level the plane. "It was a common sense move," he said. "I knew if I went up and yanked that the airplane would stall. And I also knew that at the rate we were going way too fast, and it would probably rip the wings off of the airplane." That, he said, was the scariest part of the whole story. With help from the other passenger, a friend of the pilot, he moved him out of the pilot seat, and Harrison jumped in and put on the headset, only to realize that the wires were frayed and the plug was gone. So he got the headset from the other passenger. He reached an air traffic controller in Florida. Asked if he knew the plane's position, Harrison said the GPS was out, so he had no idea. According to FlightAware, the plane had taken off earlier Tuesday from Marsh Harbor International Airport in the Bahamas. The air traffic controller then asked what he could see. "I see the state of Florida, and I see a small airport," Harrison told him. At this point, he refused to let fear set in. "When I was flying and saw the state of Florida, at that second, I knew I'm going to land there," he said. "I don't know what the outcome's going to be. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I know I'm going to have to land this airplane because there's no other option." Harrison said he had to get home to his wife, Brittany, 7 months pregnant with their first child. People said, "What if he had crashed and died? You could have at least called her. You could have reached out to her. You had time." Harrison said, "In my mind, I knew I wasn't going to die. And the thought never crossed my mind to call and tell my wife bye." Air traffic controller Robert Morgan, who coached Harrison into a safe landing at PBI, told him the runway would appear bigger and bigger as he approached it. At around 200 feet, Harrison said Morgan told him he needed to slow down. "At that point, I told the other guy, hey, take the throttle and dump it on the floor. Just dump it on the floor as far as it will go." And the plane touched down safely. "I said thank you for everything, and I threw the headset on the dash, and I said the biggest prayer I've ever said in my life."
Get Joyce's Thought of the Day anytime. Subscribe to her podcast right now on the all-new 850 app and at 850wftl.com.